Luca, baby, we're back. Taking down the tree for me.
We have been through a lot.
Hell and
Happy
high water.
Happy New Year. Happy New Year.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, we made it to the other side.
Did we, though?
I don't know. I feel like I might
came out with one fingernail.
I feel like I might still be back in 2023, just like trying to get out.
Wait, Luca, last time when we were talking before Christmas, I heard about your shoe debacle.
What shoe debacle?
Oh, yeah, the reverse Grinches and how you got them and you were like,
eh. You're like, oh, it was all about the chase. Now I don't want them.
Yeah. He was like, wait, you have them?
What?
No, because I was like, I didn't get them on the app thing.
Yeah.
So then I was like looking for them on eBay and I found one that was like $50 more than retail. But on like the apps and stuff, they were like $200 more.
Do you?
And then.
Do you like them?
Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Promise.
I'm going to find this for you.
Please do. That would be great.
My son, Luca Silverman, Luca Dalton Silverman, is our guest today on the podcast, and it is thrilling. It's a thrilling day. And it's our first podcast of the new year. Welcome.
Technically, our second.
The other one was after Christmas.
True.
Not the new year.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Well, welcome back, guys.
Our fake timelines. Let's talk about... go ahead.
My fucking break. Holy mother. That was a rough one, guys.
That was longer.
Ooh, that was long.
Why was it rough? Why was it rough for you? Tell me.
I think people forget how hard it is with a three-year-old and a six-year-old. With a three-year-old.
Yeah.
Ted's a breeze.
Yeah.
Ted's, you've got a Ted.
Yeah.
It's like hanging out with someone.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Pull a three-year-old to the mix.
Yeah.
It literally was, yeah. Yeah, it was crushing. It was crushing.
Did you have any help?
No.
The entire time? No help at all?
Well, everyone started dropping like flies with stomach bugs and bronchitis. And it
but was
like,
Mimi supposed to work most of the time?
Mimi worked up until, well, we had this grand idea of after. Well, so no, Christmas happened. Mm-hmm. Nothing, no one, obviously. Mm-hmm. And then we had like a day or two in between. No, we had a day in between where we saw her. And then we left for Big Bear, which we thought would be this like magical trip.
Mm-hmm.
And it sucked. It sucked.
Why?
Lola got homesick.
I told you it was why
a bad idea. I know, like we got there and it was magical and we bought fishing rods and Lola cast her fishing rod and it just fucking flew into the lake. She's like, go get it.
She threw
go get
she
it.
Threw
I'm like, that's not how it works. Lola.
She threw like the fishing
rod. Now
she's
like mama.
She saw Mike and Ted doing it. She's like, cool. And she was like, phew.
Did they actually catch fish?
No.
Oh.
It was just for like sport.
How was there like a lot of snow?
Zero snow.
Okay, that's what I was wondering, yeah.
Zero snow, mm-hmm. And we went to, like, this amusement park of, like, fake snow.
Man-made.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Ted's like, this isn't snow. It's ice. It's like we're walking on slushies. And I was like, Ted, it's snow for today, okay? So anyway, yeah, and then got back. Everyone was sick.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, we had, like, a full, that's awful to say. Most people do it by themselves forever. But, like, we had a full week of, like, and they were just dreadful around my family. They were awful.
The like, kids.
Total terrorists.
I didn't have help for a few days. And like after the second day, it starts to be, it's actually for me, not even, I don't need help with the kids.
That.
I just need help maintaining like the house because it becomes just.
I could crush that job.
No, I just need an extra set of hands because otherwise I'm like yesterday, most of the family left, except Dom and I were home.
We were gone for 12 hours.
They were gone. Most, yeah, they went to the Rose Bowl Michigan game. Michigan won.
I watched.
Daron's very excited.
You watched.
But just keeping, I literally spent 3 hours just cleaning the kitchen and the living room and the, you know, just everything. And then I was depressed.
Well, you should have just hung out with me.
I know, I made
a
huge mistake.
What did you get for Christmas?
Nothing. So the thing is, Daron, well, it's nothing.
What do you mean?
Nothing.
You didn't open one present under the tree.
No. Who would have wrapped it for me?
Well, yeah, you had like
who would have wrapped it for me?
Your teenage son.
Okay, so here's the thing. Daron knows.
WTF.
No.
Dalton.
Yeah. Daron knows that I am a returnaholic and that most times when he buys me something that he doesn't already know that I want, it gives me anxiety because then I'm like obsessed with just getting it back to the store and returning it. Or like, is it store credit only? And then, you know, what am I going to get? And so I've sort of spooked him from buying me things. Although if it's returnable, who cares? Like, whatever.
You should just get you a gift card.
It's when it's like a store credit only that really crushes my soul. So, and then he sort of, I mean, I sort of buy whatever I want. I mean, within reason, of course, day to day. And then, and I do get quite a bit of good stuff. But then when push comes to shove, I still feel like I have no presents and no one got me anything.
Oh, remember that for next year.
I got Ezra a birthday present. I've been getting Ezra birthday presents.
Oh, that's nice.
For the past 2 years.
Yeah, so Ezra's birthday is 3 days after Christmas.
Yeah, Ezra really got
last year I got him a bunch of, I got him like a lot of art supplies. But like I bought it with my own money and stuff and I got him.
How do you make money?
Birthday money.
Oh, okay.
Papa Art is my source of revenue.
The old duck. Greases,
you also get money from other places. What's happening to your legs?
I don't know.
It's all about the croc. I told Ted I ordered him Crocs.
I mean, the croc is alive and well.
Ted asked me to order him Crocs 3 months ago, and like twice a week he'll be like, hey, have they sent a tracking link for my Crocs? And I'm like, yeah, Ted. Like,
oh, you're not buying him any?
Ted knows what a tracking link is.
There's a tracking link, Ted.
You have it.
He knows what a tracking link is?
No. What?
He knows what a tracking link
is. He's like, is it showing up today or tomorrow? I was like, probably tomorrow, Ted.
Luca's waiting for some boxes of playing cards.
Oh, yeah, because you ordered some cards, but then they switched them out for like baseball cards or whatever or something.
I ordered
like
him
that.
Some trading cards, which some, I like, find to be like cards. One step so above stupid. Pokemon cards.
Yeah.
Such a waste of money. Anyway, they came and they were baseball cards and not football cards, which my kids have zero interest in baseball cards, so return. And
I bought Ted a bunch of Pokemon cards. Like at Costco. Okay, so yeah. I got like 1,000.
Yeah.
He's like, why would you do this?
Mm-hmm.
Who needs all these?
The best is when they're like, this card's worth like $3 million or something. You're like,
okay.
According to who?
You just took it out of your like.
No, I sold. I sold cards at the. I went to the card convention. Mm-hmm. I sold cards. I made like $80 there because I sold the card for like $100.
What? Okay, Luca. Well. That's not going to
happen.
Where'd
you
again.
Sell the
wait,
card?
Wait, who took you to a card again. Convention?
Yeah, wait,
rewind.
You sold a card at a card convention?
Did you?
Yeah.
Who'd you
sold
with?
A card there?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
No, it was like a trading thing. And then there was like guys who were like, "If I'll give you this card if you give me this card in $20.
Gross. Wait, when you went with JD, your friend JD, wait, you sold a card there?
Yeah.
That you had brought with you?
Uh-huh.
What?
You dumbass. That's probably worth like $1 million now.
It wasn't.
How long ago?
I don't care.
It was like 3 months ago.
I don't care. Just like I never heard that there was like cards changing
hanging
hands.
Out at card conventions.
You sold a card there?
Yeah.
And then what'd you do with the money?
I put it in my wallet.
You didn't tell.
And I bought. What? I bought. I don't think I. I think I brought more back like $40 because then I bought other cards.
Wait. So you only sold one card?
I sold like two.
What?
You're a shady little guy.
This is so surprising.
Shifty.
Okay, well, I'll ask Daddy. Does Daddy know about this? Does your father
know?
Well,
I didn't put it back in my wallet. I think I took back, like, 10 because I bought different cards with the money that I got.
When's the next convention?
I'm not going to
No, but seriously, did you tell Duran, your father?
No.
That's so weird that I didn't know that he was
trading. Can I text him and be like, I just learned Luca's dealing cards.
Apparently.
Why do you think they're called trading cards?
No, I don't care. I'm just
Did you trade
surprised.
With an adult or a kid?
Adult.
Ew.
I didn't even know
but
that
they
you
had,
took
like,
stuff
they had,
with
like,
you.
Stands and stuff, and they were, like, selling cards. And then I was like, I'll give you this one for, like, another 10
That
months.
Sounds perfectly normal that adults want to do that on weekends. What do they do with their Pokemon cards
can
later?
Can we know what you got for Christmas?
Oh, my God.
Talk to me and tell me what you got.
So, leading up to Christmas, Mike's like, there were so many presents. He'd come in every night with a wrapped present. He's like, you're going to need to start early. And I'm like, what? He's like, there's at least 12 things under the tree for you this year. And I was like, what in the world? And one was the size of a couch. And I was like, what? He's like, oh, couldn't even get paper thick enough for this one or wide enough. And I'm like, so 1,000 gifts,
okay,
weird shapes, really weird shapes. And I'm like, what? Is that a broom? Like,
so is it all part of the same thing? Tell me no.
It's bizarre. Okay. So, and I can say this because he doesn't listen.
And who cares if he does?
Yeah. He bought them. Yeah. He probably knows how bizarre it was. Yeah. Okay. So my whole family comes over. We're all sitting there, and he's like, I just don't enjoy. I'd rather pass out presents than open them. But he's like, can you please start opening some of mine? So I open the first one. And it's a military bag about this big. I'm like, what's this? Like a first aid kit? He's like, it's a disaster relief bag for your car. And I was like, awesome. Cool. Cool. Is there a bottle of vodka in here? So I was like, okay. And I open the next one, and I'm like, this feels like a bracelet or something. And I open that, and I was like, what's this? Is this a breathalyzer? He's like, no, it's an air pump in case there's a catastrophe and you can't get, like, access to a gas station to fill up your cars. And I was like,
oh, I saw that on the news, by the way.
Okay.
To pump your tire up?
Well, I got one.
I actually want one of those.
Well, I got one. I'm like, I'll put this next to my disaster relief kit for the car.
Okay.
So then I'm like, well, okay, let me open the third one. So the third one I open. And he's like, hold on, wait for Annie. I got Annie the same thing. And I was like, cool, maybe this is, like, different. I open it, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I go, what? And Annie's like, oh, my God, it's a vacuum for the dryer. And I'm like, for dryer lint?
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. So I'm like,
what do you mean?
It's a suction. I don't know if you suck it or if you put it to a vacuum.
And it sucks.
I've never cleaned out dryer.
Like, it sucks
tubes.
Like what's left in there that the
no,
screen doesn't
sucks
get.
It sucks like, you know, when you call a plumber to like clear out like when your dryer's not working. So you connect it to a vacuum and it pulls out all the lint for you so you don't have to pay.
Okay.
So then he's like, open the big one.
No.
So I was like, I'll let Ted open it. Because so far, like, Ted, open the big one. And so Ted opens it. And Ted's like, what's this? Oh, this sucks.
What is it?
It's a cooler. And I'm like, oh, God, what's in the cooler? So it's a big orange Yeti cooler. Mm-hmm. That's enough food and supplies. Again, in case disaster strikes. Mm-hmm. So at this point, like, it's been a real mood shifter. Like, in the room.
That sounds very depressing.
Like, you wonder why Ted's scared of home
invasion. Yeah, my dad's like, does he know something we don't?
Yeah.
And I was like, and then there's another gift. And he's like, don't open it in front of anyone. And I'm like, what? This is taking a really weird turn. So in my head, I'm like, oh, it's like lingerie or something weird where I don't want to open it in front of my family.
Wouldn't that be, that would be amazing.
And
actually,
it was like thick. So I was like, it's
amazing.
A lot of lingerie. So I was like, okay. I was like, all right. So then later
I got
on
Annie
that
the
night,
same thing.
I got Annie the same. Hold on. Your mom's going to open it too. It's body oils.
Okay.
So he's like, open that later. And I'm like, okay. And then he's like, I forgot about it. And then it was like dark in Ted's room. He's like, in case you were wondering what's in the other bag. And I was like, yeah, what's in it? He's like, it's medicine. And I was like, what? It's enough amoxicillin and penicillin and antibiotics in case we can't get access to medicine. And I'm like, what the fuck is going
Stop
on
it. And
for 3 months for the family? I'm like, so we're all gonna be hopped up on amoxicillin.
Why?
In case something happens.
And who prescribed it?
No, you can buy it from like this third party. I don't know, Samantha. I still haven't even opened the amoxicillin. Right. Like, I didn't even open the
what
mailing
you
were like,
yes!
I got some amoxicillin!
Antibiotics!
What is going on? What was his reasoning?
Sea different soil.
Still hasn't really explained it. And then Bert's gift to him was a flashlight that has, like, helicopter-grade strength. So it comes with a fan to cool it down.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this.
What is it?
They're like $700. They're like ridiculous.
Yeah. Oh, my God. How did you know that?
Because I've seen them
before. It's a $700 flashlight, and it's 110,000 lumens.
What do you mean?
It's like,
what do you mean? Explain.
Okay. It could like light up a warehouse. So you just like turn it on.
100%. Let's put it this way. We went to the end of our street, which is 2.5 blocks long. We could see like the writing on the house at the end
but
of the street.
But there's a fan to cool the light?
Because it's so hot. Yeah. It's so bright that it
I saw
it
someone
needs
cook
a fan.
An egg with them.
Yeah, it needs
they got
a
two
fan.
Of them. They got two of them. They put a thing and then they cooked an egg.
Yeah, what? And you can't look at it. If you look
for?
At it, you go blind instantly.
Instantly.
Wonderful. What does he intend to use it for?
It's cool to have, I guess. Cool to have.
Oh, because if there is a home invasion, if you
just like die.
Yeah, literally, that they go blind.
Lightsaber. Okay, so I'm moving in with you tomorrow, just in case anything happens to us. We'll be set.
I was like, should we start filling bathtubs for water? Like, I'm freaked out.
Did you watch that new movie?
Of course I did.
Okay.
And I don't know. I'm like, did all these presents come after you finished this movie?
The new Julia Roberts movie. What's it called?
The End of the World or something.
Yeah.
The end of the world.
Kiss the world goodbye.
Kiss the world goodbye.
Yeah, that was a weird movie.
Yeah, and then I was like hanging out with Annie and Matt last night, and they're like, "Do you want to watch a movie?" And he's like, "Yeah." She's like, "What about that one?" Like,
he's like, "I've already watched it."
She was like, "What's it called?" And I was like, "Oh God, don't let it be that." And she's like, "I no longer have a place in this world." And I was like, why would you ever want to watch a movie that's called I No Longer Have a Place in This World?
The Julia Roberts one?
No, it's the one with what's her name? She's married to Ritter. It's like this. Yes! Like, I no longer have a place. I don't know. I was what wonderful. A sad
Did you watch it?
No.
Okay.
No.
I watched The New Trolls last night with Dom.
It sucked.
Probably horrible.
It was really bad.
I didn't ever watched it, and I don't want to. And Wonka was really bad. Wonka
is
was
that the
weird.
One with Timothy?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was so creepy. There's like a scene where he's like dancing and like singing a love song to like a 12-year-old.
I don't like.
Yeah, it was. That was weird. That was weird.
Was so weird
relationship. I like Gene Wilder in the OG,
yeah.
But no one can do that again.
No.
Like when Johnny Depp did it, it was.
I forgot he did it.
It was so creepy.
Yeah, it's creepy.
And
Willy
his big
Wonka's
teeth.
Creepy.
Chalamet, is that how you say it? Wasn't creepy. It just was. It was hard to not laugh at some of the scenes
because it was so stupid.
Yeah, you're like, okay, you're a chocolatier.
I do not care.
I did start.
He's
watching
like, it's
something.
My dream. Yeah. It's my dream. Yeah. I'm gonna be a chocolatier for my mama.
I did start watching something mama. On Netflix last night. You guys have to watch it.
What?
I don't know if it's called "You Are What You Eat."
I think it is. I think I know what you're talking
about.
Oh,
wait. I started watching that.
With the twins?
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm so glad you're watching this. I started watching that last night.
Yeah.
But I fell asleep, I think. I don't know.
I started watching it last night, too.
That's so funny.
That's so weird. I got to episode 3.
See, we should have been together.
We totally should have been together.
I only got to episode 1 when they were like vegan and then the meat and the vegan.
Wait, Ted got to episode.
Is it getting interesting?
Yes. Ted got to episode 3. And he's laying there with his bat and his baby bed.
Yeah.
And he's like, this is sad. These animals look sick because they start going into like chicken factories and like. And he's like,
"Do you? I'll start it over with you if you want to watch it.
Watch it. It's
different
so
sets of identical twins because they want the DNA to be as close as possible. Yeah. And it's 30 days. Is there the diet?
8 weeks.
8 weeks.
Technically 12 weeks. 4 weeks with food delivery.
Oh yeah.
4 where they tell them what to cook,
mm-hmm.
and then 4 when they cook on their own.
Okay.
So 12?
Basically 3 months, and one has to be vegan, and one is, I think the meat is pretty.
I've done that food delivery that they got.
What is it?
Territory.
Oh. Not good.
I didn't like it. But they were all cooking in an oven and stovetop, and I was like, well, I didn't know that was an option.
What's the show called?
I think it's You Are What You Eat.
Oh.
I think. I don't know.
But do you think it's heading in a direction of
I just
you should
go
be
to
vegan?
Like 100%. Did you see the sexual performance? Not performance. That's weird. As we have Luke on. But anyway, like meat eaters were like 500% higher. I mean, vegans were 500% higher.
Whoa. Like sex drive or like performance?
No, not performance. They're not watching anyone.
Performance.
Ew, they had the. Ugh, you gotta watch it.
No.
There's a weird episode though where they make them watch porn and they like.
No.
Yeah, I swear. It is so. I was like, how are they gonna do this? And the twins have to pick out the porn they're watching together.
Why? Wait, why? You're lying.
I swear to God.
Why?
I swear to God.
Why? What does that have to do? You're lying.
And the two Asian twins are like, not the Asian twins. The two twins with the dreads were like, we only like cartoon porn. And I'm like, what?
Okay. This is taking
weird.
It down.
But
yeah,
so
turn.
Anyway, they.
Maybe
they,
Lucas shouldn't watch this
yeah,
show.
Yeah, no. Don't watch episode 3. So they pick out a porn together
Ted
and they go in separate
this?
Rooms.
And, but
Ted's
why,
watching
but why
it
why would
me.
That have to do with eating?
Because then they put like a heat censored light on their genitals and see what
it. Okay.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
This anyway. Is G-rated. This should be at least
it PG. Is?
PG.
No. It should be.
This episode should be PG, Cotty. Keep it
so
PG.
So anyway.
PG? Oh. You. Like it is, like it is well, PG?
No, like no, for you.
You. So we'll
maybe
stop
maybe
PG-13?
That.
The anime porn.
But you're going like R on me right now.
It is weird. But anyway, let's finish it. So I started Prolon today because my visceral fat, I feel like, is like through the roof.
How many days are you doing Prolon?
5 days.
Are you?
Yeah. I lost my breakfast this morning and then I just found it.
What was it?
Stupid bar, that putty bar.
Wait, you said that you ate it yesterday
I think
and
I
you didn't
Mike's
have
bar.
One.
I know I didn't.
What did he have?
He had a bar.
Oh, are you taking one of his too?
I've eaten the first bar out of every box and then quit.
False start.
Remember when I took apart the PS5 and like there was like
what's
the crazy
PS5?
It's like a gaming console.
Oh. You had a cereal bar on that?
No, I don't know what the segue was, but he deconstructed the PS5 machine and like sucked all the dust out of it.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was so fun.
It was so much fun.
It was really rewarding.
I would love to do that.
And it like because my game was like crashing and stuff because I you were supposed to clean it every 3 months, and I've had it for 2 years and haven't cleaned it once.
Is it work now?
It works like the best
it's ever worked.
Yeah.
Ted asked for a PS5 for Christmas. We didn't get it for him.
Yeah. I think that's the smart move.
You're like, don't need this.
I feel like you're going to have to buy him one in a few years, but it would be more annoying for you now if he had it now because he would need help with it. And
yeah.
He'd
yeah.
be like, can you help me? You know what
no,
I mean?
No,
yeah.
I don't want that.
Like how
like,
Dom is.
Because like Ezra can, yeah, because Ezra can barely use it. Well, like he can
no, he
use
can.
It. But like.
Don't be mean.
I had to show him how to use it for like, so long. And now he can like, he's like, Luca, how do you do this? How do you do this? And I'm just like, I just want to.
How much
chill.
Older are you than us? Three?
Two and a half.
Yeah, it's the same as Ted and Lola.
2 years, 2 months.
And then I'm 5.5 years older than Dom.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it feels like I'm older than.
You're not 5.5.
Yeah. And Dom? Yeah.
Wait,
I was 5.5
when
Dom was born.
You're October and Dom is the end of June. So, 3. So, like, 4. So, wait.
How old are you?
It's 5. I'm 12.
You said 5.5?
Oh my God,
5.5 years?
12.
So, 5 years, 3 months, basically. Yeah, he's 12. I have to start planning his bar mitzvah this month.
Oh, yeah. We're going to do it, I think, here.
Wait, really? That's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like
we're
on
looking
the
at
sausages.
It. Yeah. I'm scared. I have to plan so much. I'm going to need your help.
When is it going to be?
October
26th. October 26th. Well, it is 2024.
Well, I'm just reiterating.
Who are you having design it?
You?
Okay, cool. Done.
Will you accept the challenge, madame?
Can I please be involved in this?
I'm going to
sure.
need you. I'm scared. And
don't
like
be scared.
I've just
it's
spent
so much fun.
Just spend so much money on this pup. Also, I don't want to invite any adults and have to
what?
Like a pizza.
No.
What?
Why?
I mean, I will invite some adults. But just like go to these bar mitzvahs and bat mitzvahs and you know that are like trying to satisfy adults and children at the same time and it becomes
it's not about that.
And it becomes crazy and beyond the expense of it, I still feel like it's a party for
it's
kids.
It's a party for kids.
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
Yes. Thank you.
It should just be an open bar and a party for kids.
Thank you.
Like a real rager.
Yeah.
A real rager.
Dancing.
Real rager. Yes. Just
gift cards. Luca always competes
for the
prizes.
Oh, I won
prizes.
$300 at a bar mitzvah one time.
Wait, what do you mean? How do you get prizes?
I've won like
they'll do dance offs or they'll do I mean they do different things for
or
the kids
I went
to, get
to one I went to one that was really fun they did like it was like Havana Nights and they had like a casino
yeah. We need a theme Cotty I need a theme
oh,
ASAP by
you,
the way
I think
okay,
I don't know I feel like
what are you thinking
mystery like just like everything's like random or whatever like there could be like a mystery food or whatever and you would have to like spin a wheel and then that's what you would like get to eat or whatever something like that I don't know
like a detective novel
I don't know I feel like
I'm
it
not
could
mad
be
at
cool.
this.
What, I'm
we
not
can,
either
we
what
can,
are you into
I feel like that could be I don't know like
I just got the craziest invite for one.
Oh,
the off-white
it was
one.
Like it was like in 100 how much would that cost like 150
I think the
invite
alone was like $100 and something
yeah
what
yeah
that's a waste of money.
I'll send you.
It was like
you.
Glass,
I
like off-white, like craziness.
Wait, you want to see it?
Like off-white is an off-white?
Yeah.
I mean, it's there.
A knockoff of off-white.
Yes, a knockoff.
Yeah.
I love it. You know, girl. You know what I'm saying.
Why? You got a new case, but still that little freaking sucker condom on it. What? What is that? Is it a charger?
So now, I can take it on and off, and I can hold it.
Oh, that's really... I can hold it. Shut. Who holds their phone like this?
Me, loser. Okay, wait, hold on.
Okay. You crack me up because your phone is so off-brand for who you are.
Why?
I don't know.
What should it be?
If someone took me into an iPhone case shop, they'd be like, do you think she'd like this? I'd be like, no, she would not.
Wait, no, okay,
with
my
a
other
neon
one,
orange string so she could hold it like this?
Do you think this is on-brand for me?
No, not at all.
No.
What is on-brand for me? What would
I
you pick
know,
for
something chic.
What would you pick for me?
I don't know.
Like a matte color.
Yeah, thank you. Like a skin tone
like a,
matte,
or like a red, or like a beige.
Yeah, a beige.
I just had a
like
beige.
Like a Skims color.
Yeah,
I just had a beige.
Before. That's what she just had.
Yeah, but you also had the Lego.
The Octo buddy.
Here's the invite.
And underwear.
What is that? A luggage tag?
Well, that's the off-white. They have a lot of people leave that on, right, Luca? And
it's literally like it's like a glass thing.
And then it's come on.
The tag is like it's an off-white thing, and oftentimes they'll leave it. Like I don't leave it on the kids' clothes. The boys have.
They
some
leave it on the
things.
Shoes though.
They like, leave it on the shoes. Yeah.
Thing.
Can you even?
No.
And it was like FedEx, like overnight to me. I'm like, that was like $25.
Yeah, because it was probably like more expensive. They're like, we'll lose so much money if these don't make it.
Dude.
Wait. So, what was I just gonna tell you?
That's what I'm up against.
Yeah. So I have to
you were talking
Let's
about my phone
birds.
Case.
Let's
I'm,
send birds
I'm,
with you.
I just
birds,
got this
just
like 2 days ago.
Happy, stuff like that, like
happy for you
pigeons.
To pick out a new phone case for me.
I would love
this thing.
More.
I like though.
Oh lord.
Let me see your phone really quick.
What do you like about
you
it?
You have
though?
A case on?
Nothing.
Why?
What do you use
Raw
it for?
Raw dog it.
Right. You don't have a why?
Why
never?
No. So the phone was meant to be held. Like the phone was meant to just.
And they're already so big.
You don't like this?
Are you not scared?
No.
Look at my
this
phone.
Terrifies me.
Look at my phone.
Are you not scared? Does this not terrify
broken.
You?
Yeah, I know.
Oh my God.
That's why you get Apple Care.
Well, it doesn't seem like
who wants to go to the Apple
you.
Store?
All right, Luca, we want to quiz you. We were impressed last time. We called Luca for a lifeline when we were being quizzed about sixth grade trivia. And so today we really wanted to. Load the boat and get him going and see how many questions he can answer correctly.
These are fun to do with.
Okay.
I'm going to keep these because these are like, I went through 100 questions.
Yeah.
And highlighted. The ones that I thought were interesting.
Okay.
You could just do any of them. If we run out, if I'm too good.
We could sit here for 100 questions.
Let's
the
go.
Three of us.
Let's go.
God, I was going to tell you something when I was watching that.
Oh. About Dom asking for underwear and
no.
pants. About the invite.
Oh, why don't they create something?
Yeah.
This kills me with like influencers or anyone on Instagram when they try to unpackage something and they need a headband that you go like this.
That
you
they
put
have that.
The phone
they have
on
that,
your
but
face.
But not when you have their phone.
And then you have access to two
but
hands.
But how can you see?
Who cares? You can see. But they just have to go like this. It should be strapped.
You're right.
And you can just go click start recording.
Like a GoPro.
Yes, for your head.
Uh-huh.
And just
but they have GoPros for your head. They have
like
a
yeah, but people are using their phones. Yeah, yeah.
This is
how
so
invent
hard.
It?
Ugh, someone's going to
patent
take my
pending.
Idea.
Patent
well,
pending.
Now we have record that I invented that.
Patent pending.
Are you ready for your quiz?
No, like I think you could do it like you know how they have like the saxophone things?
Yes,
I
totally.
Think they could do that.
Totally, like this, and you can see.
Yeah, and it's just, like, strapped, like, hanging off. But it would
or
be, like, a gyro thing, so it would, like,
yeah.
move with you.
Like,
yeah,
like a New Orleans
how much, what's our price
hurricane
point?
Around your neck.
Price point?
Price point. I think.
Why don't they have that?
Influencers will spend money.
They've got
to
it.
Get,
I guarantee you,
I guarantee
later we'll look at something
okay.
and we'll find it.
All right, so here are my questions I came up with. Some are,
like a sling?
Because I'm
$20
about bucks
or
like,
under. Price point. Sorry, go ahead.
I think you could do 35.
Yeah.
Whoa. Okay.
Okay, here's
40.
My thing with you. Like, yeah, you're going to get, like...
$39.99.
You're going to get, like, the book smart stuff, of course, because you're, like, in the thick of it. But then I did some common sense ones. Okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And just weird trivia.
Okay.
Let's see how many you can answer. And then we're going to quiz you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Shit.
But aren't you quizzing me right now?
Oh, will you grab that pen, Luca?
Yeah.
Little body of a god.
A little Adonis bod.
Adonis bod.
He's like, I haven't eaten since yesterday. All right, Flower Boy, sit down.
It's my prolon.
Flower Boy.
Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
What country has the highest life expectancy?
Japan.
Right church, wrong pew.
What?
You're in the area, but no.
China? I don't know.
Hong Kong.
Okay.
Very close.
Interesting.
I know.
No dairy.
I've seen it in Japan.
Japan either, really.
Japan
no
has.
Dairy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that one's a half point.
I don't want to watch the rest of that show. But you
Which
have
language
back.
Has the most native speakers? English or Spanish?
English or Spanish? Spanish, because most of the people who speak English learned English because it was their second language.
Boom. What is the most common surname in the United States?
Like your last name?
Yep.
Smith.
Holy shit, you're a genius.
Oh, how did you know? Can he see the answers?
No.
Yeah, are you looking?
No, I'm not looking.
How did you think of that?
I don't know. I was like, it was like either like Johnson or like Smith or something.
Okay. Wow. This one I feel like you're going to get. What disease commonly spread on pirate ships?
It's the lemon one. The one where you need like, I don't know what it's, I forget what it's called, but you need like vitamin C or whatever. I forget what it's called.
Scurvy?
Scurvy.
Yes!
Scurvy.
What year was the United Nations established?
It was like the Geneva Convention.
Jesus.
So
I don't
know what year that was. I think it was like
give us
early
like
1900, 1913 or something.
1945. Okay.
Oh.
What artist has the most streams on Spotify?
Drake.
Jesus. This kid is unstoppable.
Give it to me. Okay. Give it to me.
How many ghosts chase Pac-Man at the start of each game?
Five.
No, four. Very close.
I haven't played Pac-Man.
What shoe brand makes the Mexico 66?
What shoe brand?
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Converse or Adidas? I don't
know. Tiger?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, Shingo,
and you two
whatever.
Combined forces are unstoppable.
Yeah, together I pick up
where you drop off.
Yeah.
What is the only body part that is fully grown from birth?
Teeth?
No, no, body
I'll
part.
I'll give you a pass on that one. Those aren't in when you.
Well, like they're like
part.
In here.
No. Well, they're babies. And then
that
they
is
out.
True. They are like true. In there, but yeah.
Could you imagine if all of us had baby sized teeth?
your eyes?
Yep. God damn. Unreal. What is a group of crows called?
I have no. Like,
this is the only one I thought for sure you would know.
I don't know.
A murder.
What?
A murder.
Really?
A murder of... I think I've heard...
Yeah. A murder. You didn't know that?
No.
Oh, everyone knows that. It's like common sense.
Common sense.
What is the strongest human... Well, I'm sorry.
Jaw.
Let me rephrase. Motherfucker! I didn't even finish that!
What did he say? What was
Jaw.
The question?
What is the strongest human muscle?
I just heard, what's the strongest human, and I know you're going to say muscles.
How do you know all this? Is it YouTube?
No, I'm just smart.
God damn. Ugh. Do you know the busiest airport?
JFK.
No, gosh, you know nothing.
Denver?
No. Silly.
LAX.
People.
LAX.
It's Delta's hub, people.
Where's that?
Atlanta.
Oh.
Oh, Ezra got lost there.
Yeah.
Because we were about to
go
on, like, you know how there's like the trains in the thing? What are they called?
Did I not tell you this?
The trams. So
he went into a different one?
No, were going into a tram, and then the doors were like closed.
Hold on. We all got in, and the doors weren't closing, and they were like, and then a lady came down, and she was like,
Get out.
Yeah, she was like, "It's this one's not going to work. You guys have to like go to a different one or whatever."
And then
we were like, "Okay," like slowly getting out, and all of a sudden,
but
like
Ezra
we
got
were all
out.
First. Oh, he got out first?
Yeah, and then the doors closed, and then we just
oh yeah, him. So he got out first, and all of a sudden the doors closed, and he's like like in his
and then
face,
we just like sped off.
I'll never forget his face. Like he was like,
"Did you freak out?"
And all of a sudden, like we're on this train. It's like, shh, and we're like, you know, far. Like yeah. We went to like three terminals down or something.
and it was like watching paint dry. We're like, beware while the doors are like, get us off this fucking.
It was yeah. really scary. And so we.
Did he just sit there?
I wasn't panicked. He knew my cell phone number. I had, from an early age, I had them know my cell phone number. And then after that, we went through like, you know, stay in the same place. If you ever get lost, like stay in the same place as you are. But the woman who told us to get off mm-hmm. was standing with him. And we were like this. And she was like, you know, like kind of like signaled. But I didn't know. But then he called me from her phone. But he was terrified.
At least he knew your number by heart.
Mm-hmm. I know her number.
I do too.
Call me. Okay, go.
This is a real trick question.
Okay.
Where did sushi originate? Think about it.
You're not going to say Japan because you're saying it's a trick question.
Fuck.
What, is it Japan?
I don't know, you tell me.
Smarty pants. You said it's Japan because you said it was a trick question, so I don't know if it's Japan or not.
I don't know either.
Japan, it's Japan. Where?
China.
Yeah,
she's
saying it's a trick question because you were going to say Japan.
I know, but
you were going to say China?
No, I was going to, but then you were like, maybe
I shouldn't have said it was a trick question.
I thought you meant it was a trick question.
That one made my head scratch. I was like, I thought it was Japanese.
Strange.
Well, like everything, you like noodles originated in China. The only
no, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, they didn't.
The noodle?
Fireworks.
You're telling me Italy didn't have noodles?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, I believe you. Wait, ready? Who is the world's highest paid athlete in 2021?
Either Ronaldo or LeBron James.
Conor McGregor.
Oh my God, I'm so bad.
Oh, the fighter?
Yeah.
What is he, the
MMA. UFC.
I follow
really?
Him
How much?
I don't know, but he's...
He made like $100 million this fight.
Totally on brand.
$100 million fight. He made like $100 million in a fight.
Wait, the oldest evidence he did.
Yeah.
The oldest and he's also like brain damage from it.
Whatever.
The oldest evidence.
He can't hear shit either. He's like they're all puffy and I'm like whatever.
The oldest evidence of noodles was from 4,000 years ago in China.
That's interesting. I would have thought.
Same with fireworks.
Evidence of noodles.
Shame
Please
on...
look for evidence of noodles, anyone.
Shame on this person for putting this question. Okay.
Shame.
Shame. Pink ladies and Granny Smiths are types of what fruit?
Apples?
Like, that's not trivia.
Who's that
That's
dumb?
Like, how do you get to work in the morning if you can't answer that?
Exactly.
Like,
who's that stupid?
Aw. Oh, there you go. Which of the following sauces is not vegan? Hoisin,
okay.
Worcestershire, mustard, or wasabi?
I know wasabi is. I think mustard.
You're such an L.A. kid. You're like,
I know
the
answer to this.
Mustard.
Which is not vegan?
Yeah.
I know. Oh, it's not mustard. It's not wasabi. And then hoisin. It's hoisin sauce?
Close.
No.
Worcestershire sauce? I don't know.
Yes.
Wait, what's in it?
The terror ones are like.
Wait, what's in it?
I am hungry, I think.
Anchovy.
Anchovy, I think, yeah.
Ew, anchovies are in it.
I'm crying. I'm pretty sure.
Do you have the answer there?
Yeah, of course I do. I'm not guessing. Mm-hmm. The rest were stupid. Mm. What height is a regulation? Oh, I thought that was... I thought it was for NBA players that they couldn't be higher, taller than 10 feet tall.
Oh. No, that's a basketball hoop.
Yeah. What color are Mickey Mouse's shoes?
Ooh. Yellow.
God damn, you're so smart.
Lord.
It's so easy. Like,
Catored.
Who was the first Disney princess? This is like creepy trivia.
Cinderella?
This is like your guy that trades
Cinderella?
Cards at a...
Cinderella?
Cinderella.
Nope.
Snow White?
I would have said Cinderella, too. Snow White was?
What was Mickey Mouse's original name?
His name was Worcestershire. Your name was Worcestershire.
Worcestershire Mouse.
Worcestershire Mouse.
Why is it so funny? Shifty little mouse.
Shifty, I have no idea.
Mortimer.
It is not.
Yeah. Mortimer the mouse.
That is like scary. I do not like that name.
No.
Which Disney movie has the most sequels? Think about it, Luca. You're going to be able to answer this.
So we got the Harry Potter.
That's not a Disney movie.
Oh, it says Disney? I thought you said which movie.
No.
Oh, so we got...
Think about it.
Is it Star Wars?
Technically, no. I mean, no, because they bought Star Wars. They didn't produce it at first. That was Fox.
Yeah.
It's animated.
Shrek? I don't know. It's DreamWorks. They also bought it, though.
No, they don't own it.
Still? I thought they bought... Oh, they bought Pixar, not DreamWorks.
Mm-hmm. God, this kid is like a wealth of knowledge.
I mean, it's crazy.
I don't know where you get it from.
Dom was telling him, he was telling us he wants to go to Dubai for his birthday. He's like, and Luke is like, okay. He's like, well, because Dubai is the richest, what do you say?
Country
the richest
in the
country
world.
In the world. Like, then he corrected himself. He's like, it's the richest city in the world. But Luca kept saying, you don't know what you're talking about.
It's not. And
what's the richest country in the world?
Country in America.
Yeah. What's the, what's the second?
I think China.
Ugh. Great.
I don't know.
That's probably why I got all my.
Have you not? It's China.
Yeah.
But because.
Do you like read books?
I watch Netflix documentaries.
Oh, okay, good. That makes me feel better at least. Like when the teacher says to you, like, homework tonight, read chapter 9. Do you actually read it?
Yeah.
Oh, you do? Oh, I loved when they said that. I'd be like, no homework.
My friends.
Okay, you can't quiz me on that. Well, you can, but like.
No, they do.
No, I know, but like, you can't tell if I read it.
Yeah.
I'm saying the next day they can't.
Oh, my friends like look up summaries of the chapters.
Yeah,
so do
I. My mom used to do my homework for me.
Really? Could you do my mom?
Such a spoiled little brat.
Could you do my homework? You think my like math?
Look at him. He thinks I'm not.
If you had to ask someone, would it be mom or dad?
Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Your dad's not smart as your mom.
I'd be careful. He thinks he's smarter than me.
You think Duran's smarter than Samantha?
Uh-huh.
No, he's not. It's confirmed. We've had doctors tell us.
Oh, I love you, Connie. This is why she's my best friend. I know different things than Daddy.
Like math?
Okay, well, that's not a great example.
Well, like...
The math part we believe to Daddy.
The math.
But Duran does help them more with their homework, but it's also because... I feel like I'm there more, and then I'll wait for Duran to then have to do that with them later. Like, I'm doing other things.
Yeah.
But book smart, I mean, I don't know. Duran also, I feel like he winged it a bit.
He probably read.
He did, and he's really smart, but he also cut corners, for sure.
Yeah, I could sense that. He's shifty like that.
He's good like that,
shifty
yeah.
He's
yeah.
A shifty little mouse.
Yeah. Shifty little Mortimer.
Mortimer. Do you have any...
I can't believe that.
Are you sure about that? That's what Lucy
finally,
said to me.
Do you want
to
answer your...
The Disney movie one? Oh, my God. Why do I
so
not know any
sequels, really?
It's got 4. Oh, my poor little hands.
Wow. Disney movie has
nasty
4
little
sequels.
Ring. Oh, and I got this. This ring.
Ooh, the aura.
The aura ring.
I'm thinking of...
They're all too practical, these gifts.
So it's not... I literally don't
Tom
know.
Hanks, Tim Allen.
I have no idea.
No, I don't either.
Really? Guys.
Tom Hanks?
This is my SEAL team, the two of you.
Tom
Hanks,
I have
Tim
no
Allen.
Idea.
And in a movie together?
Yes. Toy Story.
I don't...
Oh.
Don't you guys feel dumb?
Yeah.
You know what though? I don't think there's that many sequels. Like maybe there's a one and two
but
of
wasn't
a lot
that
of movies.
Pixar
like there's
too?
Not that,
that
many.
That started as Pixar.
Yeah.
And then Disney bought it.
Okay. You know what?
Yeah.
Listen.
That's Pixar.
But
so then Star Wars would do
Disney
it.
Owned it.
No. Uh-uh.
Yeah.
I call BS on that one. That one doesn't count. It was Pixar.
It was Pixar at the beginning and then Disney bought it.
All right, I'm done here.
Mic drop. What did you get Mike for Christmas?
I got him the DeLonghi Prima Donna espresso machine.
How's it been so far?
I don't know.
Is it labor intensive?
No.
Oh.
No. It's like a touch screen. Like, it's like you want a macchiato, a latte.
What did you have before that?
The DeLonghi coffee.
Oh.
Now, DeLonghi. The DeLonghi Prima Donna was, I mean, for a countertop coffee machine, it's pretty expensive.
They get cray.
Mm-hmm. So like, it's nice that you have a canister you keep in the fridge with milk, and then you pop it in,
mm-hmm.
and
oh,
then
like
it custom
that.
Makes all your drinks.
You know what's annoying? I realized because I've had to have I've mostly like the Miele appliances, and I've like, you know, because it's been 9 years ish, and I've had to have a few things fixed or tuned up or whatever. And every time lately that the guy comes, it's like, I'm made well aware of how dated the appliances are. And it's, I don't know that I would say it's as crazy as like a computer, you know, losing technology so fast, but it's similar in that way where they're like, that thing that, you know, you paid thousands of dollars for is now worth like, if on the on the market in a working condition is worth, you
like
know,
400.
Yes, like a tenth or, you know, a 20th or something of what you had paid. And not only that, the new ones are, you don't even really know how much better they are, but they, like, are all just head and shoulders above the old stuff. It's crazy.
So are you going to replace it or not?
Well, the oven, remember my oven shorted out with that surge? Nightmare. And,
Show me the video.
I have baked a few things in this new oven. I mean, I tried to get the closest, you know, thing to the old one. And it's, I can't even tell you why. But it bakes and it heats and it everything on like a different level.
Yeah.
Like my cookies came out
perfect.
Wait, when did you make cookies?
You can control it from your phone. You can control it from your phone.
Yeah.
Wait, actually
it's just night and day.
Wait, did you make cookies yesterday?
No, not yesterday. Last time I made cookies. Mm. When was that?
I thought because you said you were gonna make
them. Oh, and the olive oil cakes that I made that I was talking about, I made those in the oven.
Wait, show the video of Dom.
Baked perfectly.
Remember when we first got it and then Dom broke it like 5 seconds after we got it and then we couldn't use it for like 3 months? We didn't have
jerk.
It. We have it on video too.
So Luca, are you excited to go back to school tomorrow?
No.
You've been out for over two weeks. You're not excited?
No.
You don't miss your friends?
I do, but just like, I don't want to go back
to
school.
I would be bored if I was
well,
you.
Well, I'm kind of excited because I get a bunch of tests back and stuff, so that'd be fun.
Oh, your finals?
No,
your
just
midterms?
I have
you are being recorded also on video, just so you know.
I am?
Yeah.
Aw, you're so cute.
But yeah, I got my math test back. They almost gave it to me after break.
He got like 110% or something.
I'm so surprised.
His daddy helped me study for it.
No,
he's
no,
so good.
I didn't
number.
Study for it.
Yesterday I checked the score of the game they were at. He was like, you checked the score? Whoa, I'm so proud of you. Like, I think they think I'm a dud.
What do you think?
I didn't know.
She's like, hello, everybody.
No, because you like, you. I'm like.
My hair straightener.
I'm like, I'm like, do you understand what's happening? And you're like, as much as I want to know. And I'm like, okay.
I mean,
so you
I don't, I must say I don't really understand the game. In its full,
no,
yeah, but I was interested in the score yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I'll take a gander. But
so you're not thrilled to be going back? I think you'll have a great day tomorrow.
Yeah, you will.
Can you give me a good
back?
Lunch?
Good lunch. What's an idea of a good? All the my bitches back. What's your idea of a good lunch?
Maybe some
sushi.
It's trying to get
everything. Worcestershire.
Peanut butter and jelly. Ooh, what about a corn dog?
No, those travel so bad.
I've tried those before. You would think they would travel good.
Make them something super embarrassing.
A little corn dog.
Like three hot dogs.
What would be embarrassing?
My dad used to make our lunch every day, and you know what I would get?
What?
Two sandwiches. The same. Two of the same sandwiches and a Diet Coke.
Stop.
And then the bag would say GLW.
What's that?
Good looking woman. And I was like seven. And everyone.
That's my favorite thing I've ever heard.
It just said GLW.
Stop it. Good looking woman.
Good looking woman. They're like, who's GLW? I was like, it's me. They're like, what's that stand for? I'm like, nothing.
That's incredible.
And then finally, they're like, do you always get two sandwiches and a
Diet
Coke?
Why two sandwiches?
Because he didn't know what else
did
to make.
Did you actually eat both?
Yeah, because that's all we got.
What was in the sandwich?
You'd just be like fingering sandwiches the whole lunch.
What was in the sandwich?
It would be like chicken breast and mayo. Or like turkey and mayo.
I hate hate mayo.
Ugh. I love mayo.
Mayo does not travel.
Mayo's good. Only good in mayo on is club. Fucking awesome. It's only BLT. Good on the club.
BLT.
Club
BLT. And a hot dog with onions. That's called a Tampa dog right there.
Tampa dog. Oh,
hot
I
dog.
Love, I do love mayo. Luca loves onions.
I so love good. Onions.
Onions
are good.
God.
I got
Prolon.
So I have Prolon. I've perfected my In-N-Out order over the years.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to hear my In-N-Out
yes,
order?
Tell me.
So normal fries. Side we ketchup on the side. Just okay. like normal fries. Then I get an onion wrapped Flying Dutchman.
The Flying Dutchman.
But then wrapped in lettuce.
Oh.
Because he's watching his figure.
Oh. Well, I mean the ketchup on the side with your fries is a bit pedestrian, but okay.
Just try. And then a root beer float. And then a root beer float.
But again, he saves the carbs figure. For the root beer float.
Wait
no,
a minute.
No, it's quite the order. In fact, wait, good. Do you do the grilled onions or the raw onions? What's your, because I know you've done both. What's your move now?
I like the raw, but I don't get the, I don't get either anymore because I get it wrapped. So do you know how they do the one that I get?
Bert just got the Flying Dutchman.
It's so good.
There's
and then
no onion in it?
No, there is. It's just
it's
cheese.
It's burger cheese, and then it's they cook it with onion.
Yeah.
They like cook. They have like two slices of onion on top, and then they
like
flip
patties
it and
almost.
Stuff.
Oh.
They're like onion patties, and then they like wrap it in lettuce. Yeah. Well, they don't wrap it in lettuce,
that's
but
onion,
I get
though.
It wrapped in lettuce.
Good looking woman kills me. What's the name of this episode?
Good looking woman.
Luca, what should I write on yours?
On mine?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. I literally don't even have a bag. I have like a box.
You're gonna now.
No.
I want to make your lunches. Ted gets hot lunches and they're like $22 a day.
Oh, I'm going to the upper
it's
school
crazy.
And I'm going to get hot.
Yeah.
I'm so excited.
Well, I'm actually excited because I have to make all three lunches. They all like different stuff. And
you make all three lunches?
Yes. And the lunch program used to be, well, it was never great, but it was better than it is now. Now, nobody likes it. Like, not just my kids. Basically, nobody likes it. And then they used to
be better.
Pizza Friday, mm-hmm. Taco Tuesday.
They still
which,
do Pizza Friday.
No.
But the hot lunch place.
Yeah, no one likes it. So I know I'm making all the lunches in the morning. Because they don't like it if I make it the night before. That's the bane of my morning. I don't love making lunches.
No shit. No one does.
I think if I got into it the evening before, maybe. But they don't. Then I'm going to put it in the fridge. Like, I heat stuff up. I make tenders in the morning. I make.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. I make grilled cheese. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes
it
I do hot dog.
Weird. Yeah.
Sometimes I do. I don't know. What have I done that you... He loves
pizza.
A cup of noodle.
Oh, my God. She is in the...
Hell, yeah. Oh. Do you fill it with the hot water first?
Yeah. No. I don't send just a cup.
No, I meant the thermos. You fill it with boiling water and let it sit while you make it.
Oh, no. I make it, and then I put it in the thermos.
Oh, well, if you put the boiling water in first and then dump it and then put the noodles in, it's like piping hot when you get it.
Damn, Jaina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. Where are you at on lunches?
I don't make lunches.
Who does?
Clemencia.
Well, you have an early morning person. I used to.
And she like puts a lot of thought into it because she's like up and showered.
She
and,
puts
like,
her back into it.
She puts her back into it. Like she puts like thought into it. Or me, I'm just like my dad, like just a bunch of junk and squares.
Oh my squares.
I'm like gummy bears, gumballs.
You know,
squares.
So
square.
Many squares. I feel like I have to fill every square with something different.
Yes.
Right.
You do.
I'm like,
even
here's
if it's
already balanced.
Yeah. I'm like, yeah.
Another cheese.
There's like a hole in the center that's like an inch wide. And I'm like, six gummy bears are going in there.
Oh, yeah. Who eats just six gummy bears?
Oh, yeah. There's in the planet box.
Yeah.
There's just a
that little
it's the
hole.
Shallow.
But do you know what I put in that hole?
What?
I do whipped cream cheese. And then in one of the squares, I put pretzel sticks. It is so good.
No, I don't think you understand what I'm talking about. It's this deep and it's like this big. It's like for like a penny.
Oh, no. Mine's deeper, but it's, like, that wide.
Oh.
No, my friends get, like, one M&M. They're just like,
that's so stupid.
It's so funny.
Luca lost his Planet Box, like, 2 years ago.
Do you like pretzels and cream cheese?
Yeah.
That could be good.
That's a really good snack in there.
Yeah.
That's not bad. I do hummus.
Hummus and pretzels. It's good.
Hummus.
I like hummus.
No, try. Tomorrow do whipped cream cheese and pretzels. Oh, my Lord. You're going to love it.
I don't think
or caviar and Cheez-Its.
Caviar?
What the hell are you doing?
Caviar and Cheez-Its would be good.
Yeah, really good.
You know what I don't like?
Oh, my gosh. Dom would lose his mind if you packed a little lunchbox of, like, creme fraiche, caviar, and potato chips.
Eggs. I don't think that would travel well.
No, it would travel horribly. You would need to have, like, ice cream.
He doesn't like creme fraiche.
He just eats, like, caviar straight.
Oh, Ted.
If he's going to do caviar, he wants straight-up caviar on toast with nothing. Or if he's going to do smoked salmon, he wants bagel and smoked salmon. Like, he doesn't want any of the cream.
No, Ted,
I'm not mad. I'm not mad at it.
We had caviar for Christmas.
Mm. How was it?
Oh, I mean, there was a stomach bug circulating in our house, so it kind of took the thrill of eating caviar that early out of it.
Oh.
Because I was like, I don't want caviar to be my last meal.
Did you get it from the Seven Seas place?
Yeah.
I think they have really good caviar.
Such good caviar.
Oh, remember when I got back from camp and you made me matzo ball soup and you did a caviar service thing?
Yeah.
And like you did.
Oh, yeah.
When he got back from camp, I had, because he loves matzo ball. It's one of your favorites.
I love matzo ball soup.
Yeah, so I made homemade matzo ball soup
tomorrow. It'll be cold.
Oh, that's not a bad idea.
No, but in the thermos, it would be warm. It would be
I'm saying it'll be cold out, so it'd be nice to have soup for lunch.
But then they all want different stuff. But I had caviar service when he got back from the airport and matzo ball soup. In fact, so he was gone
My
2 weeks.
My camp is in Canada.
His camp is in Canada. Are you going to go? It's yeah. His age has to go for 4 weeks.
You don't get homesick?
No. Well, a little bit. I did.
Dom's never going to go.
Dom's again. Like, no.
Dom will be like, Mama Bear, where are we sleeping tonight?
He already told me who he's going to move in with, like his college roommate. He's already. Already hashed it out. No, this kid Parker.
Oh, I thought you were talking about you and Dom. I was like, you're going to live with Dom for college.
Oh, no. I asked if I could live with him and his friend, but he said, well, I already promised Parker we're going to live together. I'm like, okay.
I'm just playing Roblox.
So he's been dragging his feet a bit because 4 weeks at camp.
It's a lot for me.
You don't get homesick at all.
I do a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
But I think he
doesn't make you cry.
Well, I didn't sleep for a day.
He forgot to put the sheets on the bed that I gave him.
Oh, yeah, I
never
had
sheets. He slept on a naked mattress for 2 weeks.
You little prison rat.
Yeah.
With a blanket. But I just, like, went burrito and then just had the...
Ew, you've got little bed mites in your back that'll never go away.
Bed mites got in there.
Like...
But how sad is he... If he goes for a month, I'm going to be like... What?
You'll have Dom. It'll just be like an extended Rose Bowl.
Also, I feel like for him, he'll be so bored at
home.
What
about Ez? Does Ez go? No.
Ez was hell-bent on never going. And now I've talked him into it, but they're all full. All the ones that he wants to go to. So he and two of his friends are on a wait list for a week or two camp. No, they all fill up. It's the craziest thing. All of these camps fill up in September for the following summer.
That's stupid.
It's ridiculous.
I mean, yeah, I bet it's those parents that really don't want to be with their kids. You know what I mean? They're like, quick, when does camp open?
Or they just want the option because I think you can get a refund up until, 3 months
like
before.
Secure.
So then you have the option. But it's wild.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who knows what they're doing a year in advance?
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, I'm hungry.
Uh-oh.
Wait, there's snacks?
What do you have? Do you have some crackers?
I haven't eaten since lunch yesterday.
Do you have some algae oil?
I'm not taking
Do you have some, do you have some algae poppers?
I haven't eaten since lunch yesterday.
What if I asked, can I have
like,
some?
Mike's like, I don't taste one of those ingredients.
What's in it?
Nuts.
It sounds so
It literally, disgusting. It's like if you had like a broken seam in your shower, you could use this.
For grout.
Could I try?
It's like grout.
Could you try a little bit? Mm-hmm.
You want to?
I don't know if I want to. Is it bad?
No, that's too much. She needs, give
I
her.
Know.
I'm fine. I
really,
don't.
You need.
I don't want it. You know what? Better yet, take that bite and tell me if you want to eat the rest.
I want to throw this at the wall.
No, don't.
You want
she needs it. No.
I'm going to eat something else. My body can survive.
Ew. Yeah.
Oh, do you know did I tell you? I had 3 Krispy Kreme donuts yesterday. Did I tell you? Okay, good.
Hot now.
Just want to make sure you knew.
Ew. Oh, my God.
It's not great. I think it's gotten worse. I mean, I love the way I feel on it.
It's funny they change.
It changed.
Oh, my God. It's so bad.
It really is. It's like grout.
It's like lemony. It's
I know, right?
So bad.
You don't taste any of those ingredients.
Oh my God.
All right, let me taste that piece.
Ew.
Don't eat it all at once.
You'll die.
I wonder if mine are old.
Probably. Mm-hmm. How are
I've
you?
I've come to enjoy them.
I made a bomb soup.
It is a bit lemony. Oh, I go crazy with the seasoning on the soup.
Oh, I don't.
What bomb soup did you make?
I don't know. It was orange. No idea. Carrot ginger.
Mm.
Now they send you little packets of, like, alternative soups.
What do you mean? Something is weird with this farm.
It is odd, isn't it? Ours tastes awful.
It's like sour. Wait, what do you mean alternative?
I want to karate chop it.
Like a bag of like different soups on the side.
Intriguing.
It is sour. It tastes like paint. Well,
ew, all right, oh my God, I'm getting like check the pea protein in it.
Luca, thanks for coming on.
We love you, Luca.
We love you.
Luca Dalton.
Everybody. I mean, I love you the most.
You are one good looking
You're my
man.
Firstborn son.
Your firstborn.
And you're 12 years old.
Uh-huh.
It's too much to
handle.
We
experimented so much shit on you.
Like Connie what? And Anne used to stay with you when we would leave.
You loved us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When you were an only child.
Only child. The happiest days of my life.
The glory days.
The glory days. The golden age of my
the
life.
The golden age.
All right, will you tell everyone not to worry about it?
Don't worry about it.